Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Hey, hey, welcome everybody to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Performance Enhancement Expert, and author Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 44 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, and Panama, Belgium, U.K. So thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight those transformational moments that has changed our lives and how we are using these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us every Wednesday and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. However, on other days, such as Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll host a special pop-up episode for authors for their book launches, speakers for the events that they're speaking at, a product launch. If you're hosting a ClickFunnels launch of some kind, I feature guests that have some sort of a launch going on that day. So stay tuned for those. You can join us on our Facebook group community, Life Transformation Radio Community. Love to have you in there. Interact with the guests, talk with everybody. It's a great group. And so on the show, you have impactful and amazing guests that are making waves wherever they go. And my guest today has done exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests, this is a live show. So you can call us in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. My team is standing by to field any questions or any calls that you may have. And so please help me welcome to the show, Mitch Russo. What is up, buddy?
Hey, Sean. How's it going, man?
Man, living the dream, man. Anytime I get to hang out with amazing people like you, man, I am living the dream.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, today's a good day to do it. The snowstorm's over here in Boston, and we got blue skies.
I love it, man. I was sitting there yesterday at the computer about 5:30, and I look out, and my daughter's like face plastered against the window with this shock and awe look on her face. Mind you, we are in North Carolina. And so I look over, I'm like, what are you doing? And she like turns to me, like all weird, turns to me, and she goes, it's snowing. Like this weird face. I'm like, what? I look out and there is like ginormous snowflakes falling on the ground like 2 days ago. And I was like, holy crap. Like, yeah, it was really bad. So yeah, I was like Monday evening. And so she's like, can I go outside? I'm like, yeah. It's like you've never seen snow before. But then I got to remember like, oh yeah, that's right. We're in North Carolina and I grew up in Michigan. And yeah, so she was like super pumped. She's 3 years old, and she got to go play in some snow, so she's pretty happy.
Oh, good, good. Well, she could have all of our snow, too, because I can't stand it.
I heard you guys got pretty dumped on, huh?
3 storms in 10 days.
Jeez almighty. Got some power knocked out somewhere in New York, I heard. And
oh, yeah, we lost power for 2 days.
People are snowed in.
Yep, we were out of power, but I have a backup generator here at the house. So that kicked right in and we were all set.
Definitely. Perfect. So, hey, man, I want to welcome you to the show. We met at New Media Summit in San Diego last September. And as soon as we started talking, I was like, yes, like I have to get you on the show. So thank you for your time.
And, my pleasure.
And for everything that you're going to share with us today, man, it really means a lot.
Great. Let's get going, man.
This show is titled How Ingenious CEOs Are Creating Thriving Virtual Companies with Mitch Russo. Mitch, the CEO of Mindful Guidance LLC, started a software company in his garage and sold it for 8 figures and then went on to work directly with Tony Robbins and his buddy Chet Holmes to build a $25 million business together. In 1985, Mitch co-founded Time Slips Corp, which grew to become the largest time-tracking software company in the world. In 1994, Time Slips Corp was sold to Sage, and now while at Sage, Mitch went on to run all of Sage US as Chief Operating Officer, a division with 300 people with a market cap in excess of $100 million. Mitch joined longtime friend Chet Holmes and Tony Robbins and together created Business Breakthroughs International, a company serving thousands of businesses a year with coaching, consulting, and training services. Mitch was the president and CEO during that time. In 2015, Mitch published The Invisible Organization, which is the CEO's guide to transitioning a traditional brick-and-mortar company into a fully virtual organization. Today, Mitch helps clients by showing them new sources of revenue and business strategy that works fast, along with sharing his Rolodex of interesting people with his new podcast, Your First 1,000 Clients. Now, you can find Mitch Russo at www.mitchrusso.com. Go to facebook.com/Mitch Russo and LinkedIn at Mitch Russo. So, man, like, as soon as I heard those names, I was like, holy crap, like, that's awesome. I mean, you kind of already told me the story behind all that, you know, in San Diego. But tell everybody, like, how did you – I mean, those two guys are polarizing figures.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, how did you work your way up to working with two amazing people?
Well, you know, I have to go back into my past. And every time I've entered a new industry or a new company – I almost always, with one exception, I almost always start at the bottom. So when I sold my software company, I was very happy sitting kind of alone in my house trading options all day long. I loved trading options. But I still had my friends, and I would talk to my buddy Chet almost every week. And one week he called me he had a problem with a particular employee and it was getting him all upset. And I said, who is this guy getting my buddy Chet upset? I want to talk to him. And Chet said, why do you want to talk to him? I mean, you don't even know him. I said, if he's pissing you off, I got to talk to him. So I get on the phone with this guy and I said, what is the problem? Why are you causing Chet to get so upset? And he goes, well, Chet wants me to do everything and I just can't do it all. I said, well, give me an example. And he goes, well, he wants me to sell. He wants me to run the webinars. He wants me to recruit. He wants me to train. He wants me. So I said, wait a minute. Tell me the one thing if I took off of your plate would make all the difference in the world, and then you would stop harassing your boss and my friend Chet. He said, well, I don't know. How about recruiting? I said, great. I will now do all the recruiting for your company. And then as soon as those words came out of my mouth, I said, what? How come? I don't even know how to recruit. So right. I called Chet and I said, Chet, I got some good news and I got some bad news. He goes, what's the bad news? I said, the bad news is that I'm going to be recruiting all of your salespeople from now on. And he says, what's the good news? I said, that's the good news, except I don't know how to do it. So he says, oh, no, no problem. No problem. Just read chapter 5 of my book. And it'll teach you what I know about recruiting and then listen in on a few of Ted's calls and you'll be all set. So I said, great. So I did just that. And I read the book. I listened to some calls. And I said, this is a very manual system. I come from a software background. Why don't I automate this? So I did.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically automated the entire recruiting process. And before 6 weeks was up, we had tripled the sales force and hired a manager. So I called Chet up, and we've been in contact regularly anyway. I said, okay, buddy, I tripled your sales force, and I hired your next manager. I think you're all set now, so there you go. And he says, what do you mean, there I go? I said, I'm done. I did what you asked me to do. And he goes, you ain't going anywhere. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, well, I got this $18,000 check on my desk with your name on it. What do you want me to do with it? I said, we didn't agree that you were going to pay me. I just did this as a favor. He goes, No. I'm sending you this money and you are going to continue to build this division. I said, I am. He goes, yep. So I started at the beginning as a recruiter. But what I brought to the table was basically my management skills and my software automation thinking. And so what we did is automated the entire thing and we built a division around recruiting. And about 90 days later, he asked if I would run the company as president and he being the CEO at the time. I said, sure. And we negotiated on what that would look like. And I took over day-to-day operations of the company. 30 days later, he says, okay, now we're going to have some fun. I said, yeah, what are we going to do? He goes, we're going to begin negotiations with Tony Robbins to join our company together. I said,
Oh my God.
Really? He goes, yep. So we get on the phone with Tony Robbins on a Thursday night. And of course, Tony is, you know, a bigger than life icon to me. I listened to his programs for years. I mean, he's just such an amazing guy. So we get on the phone Thursday night and we're going back and forth and back and forth. We're trying to figure out the best way to really work this business. And we agree that we want to move forward, but we didn't come up with a solution. And in fact, we met every Thursday night for several months until we finally did. And we agreed on what we were going to do. And we launched an event in Las Vegas. That event was called the Ultimate Business Mastery Summit. And then from there, we ended up taking the recordings, 60 hours of recordings, writing training manuals around those recordings. And from there, we created a $4,000 home study product called the Ultimate Business Mastery System. And for anybody listening and wants to build a company, this is probably the best and fastest way. Have a live event, record it, create your training manuals, and then make it part of an ecosystem, which is exactly what we did. And that
is the
story of how we got involved.
That there's so much there. Oh my gosh. You know, I've been speaking for a while and that would have never crossed my mind to do that. But at the same time, you know, when you talk about like live events, so let's say it's me, you and three other speakers. So there's five of us, right? So it's five of us putting on an event with our own content, recording it and then repurposing it. It's not like anybody else's, because I'm afraid that if you were to do that, like that's somebody else's like intellectual property. So you're saying that you have, let's say, five speakers, they're all a part of, you know, company A, and you guys are recording and building training manuals, whatever, for this company because you all belong to that company, yeah?
Yeah, but keep in mind that we had two prime speakers. We had Chet and we had Tony. And then we had about 15 other people come on stage for 45 minutes or an hour and do their, you know, their signature session, if you will. And that became part of the training as well.
Nice. Wow, that's – I'm taking notes. The quietness of me taking notes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Man, I love that. So I got to ask you, like, what is your why? You know, we have a bunch of different whys for what we do, but like, what is your why right now for what you do?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I worked with a group of people to discover my why, and their theory was that the different types of whys, there's categories of whys, and the category I fall into is I am a better way guy, finding a better way. And as soon as, you know, I had to take a test and they did the analysis and they told me what my why was. And immediately I said, yep, that's me. I mean, imagine this.
Yeah.
You're sitting at home with your wife and she says, honey, can I talk to you? And I said, sure. And now in your case, let's say she's talking to you and she says, look, I just want to share something with you. If you wouldn't mind, can you just listen, hear me out? And say, of course. And here she is telling you about a situation at work. And all of a sudden, what's going through your mind is, well, you know, if you did this, you could fix that. And, you know, if you would have said this, or maybe if you go back and say this, it will change everything. So this is my incessant mind always looking for solutions to problems, even if they're not my problems, and even if no one's invited me to help them. Why is finding a better way. And if I look at my life, everything I did was all about finding a better way.
That's awesome. Finding a better way. Huh. There's so much you can use. I mean, it's not just a business practicality. It's like life practicality, right? I mean, there's so many uses You know, if you adopt that mentality, you know, God, I can think of so many ways that I could use that with my kids, use it in my marriage. You know, the way that I just operate as a human being, you know what I mean?
Like, totally.
That's a great why. Yeah. So tell me, Mitch, who were you before you got to this moment, right? I mean, you started in 85 building a software company, and then you went on and did amazing things. But go back from 85 to 95 to 2005. Like, who were you leading up to each of those moments and then up to this point?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. I'll go back a little bit further than that and tell you who I really was. I'm born in Brooklyn, New York, and my parents divorced, and I became a troubled teen, and that's a nice way of putting it. So I got involved in stuff. Let's just say, well, I'll tell you. I mean, I became addicted to heroin in high school. So
whoa,
and
I think we talked a little bit about that.
We may have mentioned it
over at the New Media Summit. I think that came up, and I was like, I think that's what sparked me. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I at first resisted going into treatment, but I realized that I needed it. And in fact, I surrendered to it, and then I completely embraced it. And it took 18 months, but 18 months later, I was 18 years old, and I emerged from treatment as a healthy, alert, aware, and focused young man, ready to start life and take it on with a vengeance. And that's what I did.
Amazing story.
Well, you know, no one is immune from the problems of life, and certainly I wasn't either. And, you know, there's a resonant point in my life that relates back to this moment. Would you like me to explain what I mean by that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So recently I started a new software company called ResultsBreakthrough.com. And what we do, like Match.com, we allow you to come onto our platform and find a match to be an accountability partner so that you could finish all the courses and programs you bought but never did.
Yep.
But here's the interesting element of that. When you become an accountability partner, you could check a little box on your profile that says, I want to be a 10-minute mentor. So a 10-minute mentor is a program that we're building that will connect our volunteer members to become connected to directly to a high school kid in an inner city school so that you can be that coach, that mentor to a young person, and you can potentially be an impartial a person who they could share with in an anonymous way and potentially avoid some of the problems that I went through. And when I built this program, I thought, I wonder what would have happened if I had a 10-minute mentor. And I wonder if I, as a person today, at this age, at this time in my life, can create a ripple in the world of 10-minute mentors that can maybe save a few kids from going down the path I did.
That's amazing. You have like an interesting skill set. I like it. Like you just like I keep thinking. I'm like, because you said before, you're like, I'm just gonna automate it, right? You're just like, I'm gonna do this. You know what I mean? And you just do it. Some people like I think they just get so wrapped around the axles and they get so wound up about how can I do this. Like they keep thinking about the problem like over and over and over and over again. And I like you were like, I'm going to do this. Like I'm going to automate this. And you just got to work.
Oh yeah. It's the old story about how do you eat an elephant? I mean, you know the answer, right?
Yeah. One piece at a time.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's all I did. I mean, I took one bite at a time. All I did, one bite at a time. I just decided I looked at the entire process and every single element I applied automation to, and eventually we had a fully turnkey system that we later scaled to serve all of our customers as well as our internal needs.
You know, when I was looking at the title of the book, You know, I kept thinking, two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam's Club closes like 63 stores. And if you get deep inside the article, it says that those Sam's Clubs are closing and moving all of that merchandise out to bring in e-commerce merchandise that they can sell from samsclub.com and walmart.com.
Right.
I'm like, huh. So it seems like this is like, you know, thriving virtual companies. Like it seems like everything is going that way. Almost everything is going that way. So if somebody is creating a business now, do you think it's too late? Do you think it's to create an online business or an automation, like, you mean like Salesforce and all that? I mean, all of these things that we use daily, like you think it's too late for someone to get, you know, into the online space?
No, not even close to too late. I mean, I just started a SaaS-based company a month ago. SaaS stands for Software as a Service, in case listeners don't know what mm-hmm. that means. So I mean, when you say getting into the online space, I'm entering a whole new space with a whole new product that no one has ever done before. And it's 2018. Wow. I mean, look, every minute that you are alive is a new opportunity to do something new and be something new.
I love that. Yeah, I got a friend of mine named Christopher Lockhead, and his podcast is called Legends and Losers. Mm-hmm. And he talks about, you know, when you're entering into a market or entering into a space and you're providing a product, you know, to the market, you know, there's some things that you should do first, like create the category that it's going to go into and then pull product and company, but you have to do it at the same time. Because a lot of times they don't receive some of that online content and what have you. They don't, you know, the market doesn't receive it like they should. You know, you have a vision for it, but the market, unless you condition the market to receive it, doesn't receive it. Would you feel that to be true with the online space?
I do. And at the same time, you know, the whole purpose is to take a blue ocean strategy and, create your market instead of try to be another one in the same market.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, for listeners, Blue Ocean Strategy is a book written by W. Chan Kim, probably back in 2014 or even earlier.
Yeah.
I think 2005, actually. And what it is, it just simply means that you want to create an uncontested market space, making your competition irrelevant. That's what a Blue Ocean Strategy is.
Yep. And Christopher Lockhead's book is titled Play Bigger, How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. And it's kind of the same thing as the Blue Ocean Strategy. And it just, as soon as you said, like, I'm doing something that nobody's ever done, like, I was like, boom. I was like, there's Play Bigger. There's category design. There's Blue Ocean. Like, and I love that you're doing all that. And I think that, you know, when I seen those 63 stores closing and they're going to all e-commerce and everything, I'm like, man, I was like, everything is going online. You know, there's an app for everything. And I wonder if there's any pitfalls, though, of putting everything online. Because you talk about, you know, going from the brick and mortar to the virtual space. Are there any pitfalls involved in that?
Oh, many. Of course. Yeah. I mean, it's a continuous balance of and decision processes that you have to make along the way. My book is more about how to take a company virtual than it is about starting off virtually. I think anybody under 30 who is starting a business today is going to be starting virtually, no doubt. But the real market, I think the book was really written to address those people who already have businesses that are brick and mortar. And I mean, clearly you can't take a restaurant virtual. You can't take a dentist's office virtual.
Right.
But you can take elements of that business virtual. And, mm-hmm. you know, I use an example in the book of a meatpacking factory in New York City. I mean, these guys had a special factory built just to pack meat. You know, they basically take the animals and they process them into individual portions, and then they ship those out to restaurants using trucks all over the city. Well, I mean, what happens when they grow? I mean, in the book, I describe the process of how you can't outsource or you can't make meat packing virtual, but you can make bookkeeping, marketing, and sales virtual. And that freed up another 20% inside their facility for them to expand further. And that's all they needed.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. And you know, I'd like to know who are your influences. I mean, you know, you worked with Tony Robbins and Chet Holmes, and but are there any sorts of influencers that you know firsthand, or maybe like me, like I mean, Les Brown's an influencer, but like he doesn't know me. So mm-hmm. I mean, is there people in your life that you totally look up to, or people that you work with, or somebody that influences you on decisions that you make?
You know, I have a relationship with Jay Abraham. I don't know if you know Jay.
Oh, my chance. God. No way. That's awesome. What a guy.
So I met Jay in 1998. Before that, I met him in maybe it was 1989. I scraped up the money to attend one of his live conferences. And I don't think I'd ever been to a live conference before. So I go into this room and there's like 400 people there, and Jay is on stage and he's talking for just hours on end. And I'm sitting there with a legal pad and three pens writing as fast as I can. And that was my first exposure to Jay Abraham. And I took home those notes and I tore them up into little slips and I started handing them out to all the employees in my company. And we started implementing everything I learned at that event. And turned out that I was able to grow revenue even more using what I learned from him. And then what ended up happening is later, after Chet and I became friends, even after I sold my software company, I hired Jay and Chet to help me build a marketing program for the furniture company that the venture capital firm that I was affiliated with hired me to run. So now I'm working directly with Jay Abraham and we're building a marketing program together and we're getting to know one another. And then later when I got hired by Chet and as we added Tony into the company and built a new joint venture called Business Breakthroughs, Jay ended up being one of the guest speakers at our huge event. And that's when I got to meet him for the very first time. So when I got to meet him for the very first time, he looked at me and he goes, "You look like a happy guy." That was his first words. I said, "Yeah, Jay, I am." And I had to remind him. I said, "Do you remember we worked together?" He goes, "Oh, of course. Of course. You're Mitch." I said, "Yeah." So, you know, at that point, we just kept talking. And you know, another thing came up about 4 or 5 months later. There was a problem. And I stepped in and I solved the problem for Jay and we became even closer. And then we started chatting about our nightly dinner habits and making fun of each other. So it became a nice little friendship until recently last year, Jay actually brought me on board as a consultant to help him build out a program. And so I still, to this day, I work with Jay. I consider him a friend and I just love what he teaches.
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of his books is The Sticking Point Solution, 9 Ways to Move Your Business from Stagnation to Stunning Growth in Tough Economic Times. It's on my reading list. I was like, I know I got something I got to read. And buried at the bottom of my reading list is one of the Jay Abraham books. I'm like, I got to get that.
Yep, it's a great book.
Yeah, definitely. That's amazing. So what about supporters? What kind of support system do you have to have in place to operate at that level?
Well, you know, first of all, when you say support system, I think we need to be a little more clear as to what you mean. I have an accountability coach, accountability partnership, just like my clients. And, you know, I work with my accountability partner just about every week. I also have a couple of different VAs that I work with as well. I don't have any employees. And for the most part, you know, I work with private clients still, just a few. And as I build the software company, as requirements come up, I'll add more people. I also have a development team. I have a programming shop that is a contract programming shop. And, you know, and I work with them daily. So that's my team, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got an amazing wife, right?
Absolutely.
And you've got tons of friends that pick you up and you, you know, rely on them for emotional support and all that.
Always. Yep. 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 Always.
Awesome. Yeah. I tell people that you have to build a board of directors, you know, for your life. You know, I noticed that, you know, a lot of Fortune 500 companies and, you know, big name executive CEOs, you know, they go to these board meetings as much as they may not want to, but they go to these board meetings, and churches have boards and elders, and, you know, it's just the people that guide you and reel you back in, you know, when you're all frustrated and everything. Like, my wife does that really well. She's like, okay, calm down. You need to breathe. You do meditation. I'm like, this is not the time for meditation. Like, get all mad, you know. But she does, man. She reels me back in, and then I've got my mentors and people that I can rely on. And, you know, I tell people that, you know, build yourself a board of directors, you know, that you can, you know, in your personal life, who do I go to? In my professional life, who do I go to? In these moments, you know, who do I go to? In wealth and finances, like, who are my people? Like, who are, you know, is on my board that's going to steer me in the right direction? So that's why I always ask, you know, all my guests, like, who's your influencers? Who's your supporters? Because I think that success leaves clues, and it's the same thing over and over again. Well, I've got my mentors and my coaches. You know, and I asked the guy one time, I was like, you made $100 million in a company. Like, why do you need a mentor? He's like, oh, you don't get that high without having a mentor. I was like, good point. So I think that's something that everybody needs to know.
I totally agree, completely. Without a mentor, it's a little hard. It's the only problem with working alone, being an entrepreneur, is that the only voice you hear is the one in your head, and sometimes that's not a great voice to listen to. So it's more important to have a little help in understanding what that voice really is, and in some ways, how to be careful not to think that that voice is in fact the answer to anything. It's usually something that needs to be moderated, and for those people who, you know, who don't have a mentor or don't have a business coach or a personal coach that they work with, they're missing out. And maybe they think they're saving some money or something. But I got to tell you, I had to borrow money for the very first business coach I ever hired. And it was one of the greatest investments I ever made.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no way. You know, I look at my life right now and I'm like, geez, man, like, there's no way without the mastermind that I'm in. And, you know, the people that have helped me along the way, like, there's no way. Like, a TEDx talk and all the cool stuff that I've done with my show, and like, there's no way that I could do it all on my own, because I've stumbled a couple of times. I just ask, like, hey, man, what do you think about this? Or this is what I'm thinking. And sometimes I'm like, nah, they'll tell me, like, no, you're stupid. Like, don't do that. Like, that's really bad.
Sure.
And then other times they're like, dude, that's a great idea. Like, yeah, we should do that. I'm like, yeah, we should. So, you know, it's almost like you need that extra person, you know, who knows kind of the path, you know, to say, ooh, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. But because I found that it's easier to give advice, and it's really great advice, but then it's hard to coach ourselves.
Yeah.
And we might say the same thing to someone else.
Very true. There's a very interesting story about that. Maybe you've heard this. It's a story about a man who is dying, and he goes to his priest, and he says to his priest, can you tell me what the difference is between heaven and hell? So the priest thinks about the question for a second and goes on to say, well, you know, when you go to hell, the first thing that happens is there's this huge banquet when you get there, but everybody is starving, and it's just horrible. Everybody is sad and starving, and nobody is enjoying it at all. That's hell. And so he says, well, if that's hell, what's heaven like? He says, well, when you get to heaven, there's this huge banquet. And so the guy is puzzled for a second. He goes, well, I don't understand. Well, then what's the difference between heaven and hell? He says, oh, well, in hell, the only way to eat the banquet is if you have chopsticks. And I said, well, And then the guy says, well, so what's the problem with that? He goes, oh, well, the chopsticks are 10 feet long. So he says, well, how can you eat with a 10-foot chopstick? He says, well, in heaven, they figured that out. See, in heaven, they feed each other. And everybody is well-fed and happy.
Wow.
So that little parable has taken me and given me some strength and some stability in my own life, because I know that I need to be part of the group that feeds each other. I thrive on that, in that environment. And that to me is critical.
That is amazing. I love that story. Cause it's so true. I mean, we always talk about building each other up and not tearing each other down and not being selfish and always being a person of value. And like, there's this constant talk about it. So,
right.
Man, that's amazing. So you said that you started a company about a month ago for SaaS. What made you start, or is that like kind of is that your thing, like a serial entrepreneur, or you love it so much? But like, what's the reason? Like, what's your why behind that?
Well, I told you before that I have to find a better way, and so when I had sat down and analyzed the problem I had, staring at a spreadsheet with all of the usernames and passwords of all the training programs that I had purchased over the years, but never completed, I said, I got to get an accountability partner. I got to figure out how to get these done. And then I said, wait a second, what happens if everybody had an accountability partner? Then everybody who ever bought these courses would be able to complete them. Now, if you ask anybody who creates a course or who has a program or a training system, they will tell you flat out that the biggest problem is that people do not complete what they start. In fact, the completion rate for most programs is, and this is a measured true statement, is only 8%. So 92% of all the software training programs and internet training programs and courses that people buy are never, many of them are never even opened, let alone completed. So in understanding this, I said, you know what? Everybody needs an accountability partner or an accountability coach, but coaches are expensive. How can we do it so that it's not expensive? And the answer came to me very, very intuitively. I said, the best way is to match people together. Just like the story about heaven, we match people together and they feed each other. They become accountability partners. And as partners, they now can keep each other accountable to complete all those courses and programs. That was the impetus of the idea. And I searched for that and I couldn't find it. So you know how what happens sometimes when you create what I call a postulate. A postulate is an intention that's so strong that it can actually materialize on its own. And so when you create an intention that's so strong, the universe joins in to assist you in actually bringing it to life. And that's exactly what happened to me. So I had the idea. I puzzled with the idea for a while. And all of a sudden I get a phone call from an old buddy of mine who is a professional interface designer. And I said, hey, you're an interface designer. Do you mind if I run this by you? And I asked him to help me. And I told him I'd pay him, and I did. And he built an absolutely killer interface. Of course, I had no software. I just had an interface. So about 2 weeks later, I'm thinking, well, how do I get a software? How do I hire somebody to build software? And I got another phone call from another friend who said, look, we have an amazing team of developers, but we don't need them anymore. And I just thought it would be a shame to just drop them without bringing them into another great company, you know? And I said, wait a minute. I actually want to use them myself. And I got started with these folks, and it turns out that it was a blessing. They are amazing, and they built for me an incredible, incredible system. So it not only matches you, but it actually supervises your live accountability partnership sessions and then keeps track of all your statistics so that you know week by week exactly what you have seen as gains and accomplishments. That is what you're supposed to do.
That is awesome. Holy crap.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Like, man, because there's so much that you miss, you know what I mean? And how do I know what to track, and how do I know? So, I mean, if there's a live accountability like that, I mean, it gives me that kind of a rundown, like a living document almost, like a you know, spreadsheet, whatever you want to call it, you know, that will tell me, like, I'm good here. Oh, my God, that's huge. Good for you, man.
Thank you. Just to clarify one point, you select the accountability questions you want to be asked every week. Now, if you take one, say, for example, there's a great program called Zero to 60 with Evernote, and we're partners with Charles Bird, the creator of that program. And so what he did is his company developed all the accountability questions for every module in his program. And I took those questions and embedded them into resultsbreakthrough.com so that if you want to buy his program and then work with a partner to get through it, all of the accountability questions are pre-formatted and ready to go for you inside. That's what makes this process so absolutely seamless. It's just incredible.
I am blown away, man. That is super cool. Man, that's awesome. Life Transformation Radio listeners, if you're listening, if your mind is blown right now, like, let us know in the comments. Send us a message. You can dial in at 657-383-1109. Again, 657-383-1109. If you have a question for myself or for Mitch, this is a live show. Call in with any question that you may have. Let us know. So another question I have, Mitch, is, and I think I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyways. So you started, you know, building the business, and you said like a month ago, and then you're going through and you've built all these other ones and helped create some amazing, amazing projects. What is the one thing that when you start over and you start from scratch, what is the one thing that you always do first?
Wow, that's such a good question. I want to be careful about how I answer this because I think it would be different for everybody. So here's my answer. The first thing I do is I get my mindset straight. So I can't just do something because I have an idea. That would be sort of like walking around and saying, there's a pretty girl. Maybe I'll jump on her. I mean, that's insane. You can't do stuff like that, and it will not only get you in trouble, but get you arrested. But that's what some business people are like. I mean, oh, I have an idea. I'll just start a company. Or, you know, I have this idea. I'll drop everything else I'm doing and do that. Believe me, this won't work. So the idea is to get your mindset straight. Figure out exactly what you want and exactly who you're audiences. And here's the first thing I do after mindset. At that point, I actually test to see if there's a market for my quote unquote great idea. And if there's no market, I say, okay, then that idea is half formed. Generally, all ideas are the beginning of an evolution of a product cycle, so that at the end of the product cycle, you have a product that is successful, that sells well, that generates revenue. But at the beginning of the idea, you may not have even begun to have reached a point where that idea turns into a viable product. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. How do you know, short of, you know, putting a poll on Facebook or what have you, like, how do you know if there's a market for your idea?
You test. You test and you test and you test. You could put a poll on Facebook. I mean, you could write a post on Facebook and boost it for $10.
There you go. Yep, that's what I did when I started the mastermind. I have a entrepreneurs, speakers, and business owner mastermind. And so we're going through and you know, helping everybody out in different areas. You know, everybody bringing expertise, and where we have experts that come in, and this one, like, I have a ClickFunnels expert, you know. And so I was like, man, I wonder if there's like a market for this. Like, I see a lot of guys going, oh, I don't know where to find speaking engagements, or entrepreneurs like, what's a great entrepreneur book to read? And then, you know, and I noticed that, like, Russell Brunson was talking about how his mastermind is like 25K. I'm like, well, I'm never going to get into that one, you know, right now. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to create one, you know? Yeah. So that, and then that's what I did. And then the Success Corps was born, you know, out of a lot of people doing a lot of different things. I created something that we can all kind of do the same thing to get, you know, accountability and everything else. So, I put out a poll. I did a couple ads. I went into a couple speaker groups and I said, hey, if you don't have a mentor, you know, would you consider joining a mastermind that all you do is talk strategy? It's like a bunch of dudes in a garage talking shop, drinking beer, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, totally down for that, you know, and then that's kind of how it got started.
Well, it's a great idea. And it's I'm invited. I'm a guest speaker at many masterminds because I love the ability to help. I love helping people. So if I can go to a mastermind and I can contribute, I'm the happiest guy in the world. You never have to pay me. I just love being able to help people. And it gratifies me to see my work help others. So I am a business coach for a very small number of what I call high influence CEOs. Mm-hmm. So I work with a very small group of very successful, smart people or people who are headed in that direction. And when I see them implement the plans that we create together, there is no better feeling in the world for me. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in a speaker mastermind. I guess it'd be a mastermind, but it's literally like a group of eight of us, and we literally just kind of talk shop, and we all have the same mentor, you know, in John Vroman. And John's like, hey, man, what are you guys doing? Like, what can I help with? You know, we're just kind of talking shop. You know, hey, guys, I did this. This is what I found that works, you know, that type of stuff. And one of the members was like, yeah, I want to get a TEDx talk. So we all pitched in. We were like, okay, here's one that you would, you know, we're all searching for events. Here's one that you would do. Oh, this one would be awesome. You should do this one, you know, whatever. Help the proposals, whatever. And she got two TEDx talks. Never did TEDx before ever, but she got two. One she did like 2 weeks ago, crushed it. And she has another one coming up in May. And I was like, we literally like on Zoom, we're like, yeah, like dance, like party time, you know?
Love it.
It was so cool to like, all eight of us came together and said, okay, do it this way, do it this way. We wrote the proposal. We did everything, you know, like, and boom, okay, submit it. Like, okay, like, because we all had a vested interest, you know, and to hear her say, I got accepted again, like to both of them, we're like, no kidding. So I know what you're talking about. Super cool, super awesome feeling when you can say or do something and you see someone progress and you see how happy it makes them. Like that's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it is. And it's so true for me too. Hey, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you be okay if I gave all of your listeners a 30-day free pass, full access to my new resultsbreakthrough.com system?
That would be, I mean, that's up to you. That would be awesome.
Well, I decided I want to do that for you because I know you bring a lot of value to the table, and this is going to be, it's $67 a month if you buy it month at a time. So I'd like to give a gift, just a small gift to everybody who's listening. Go to resultsbreakthrough.com. Click on any of the red buttons on that page, which is Get Started Now. Scroll down and you'll see three boxes, a monthly pay, a yearly pay, and then you'll see a box that says Get Started for Free, and there's a group code field. So here's the group code the secret group code that will enable you to get 30 days of full access. But I'm going to ask a favor in return. The favor is, if you sign up for this and you take advantage of this offer, would you let me know how you like it? And would you give me some feedback as to whether it's working for you or what you think could be better or even a testimonial if you work with another person? So that's all I'm asking in return. And here's the code. The code is the word winner, WINNER in all caps. So if you go to resultsbreakthrough.com, press the red button, WINNER into the free box, you will get access to my system completely free for the next 30 days. If you like it and you buy it, for heaven's sakes, let me know. I'd love to have you as a member.
ResultsBreakthrough.com. Scroll down to the bottom. Hit the free button. Right?
No, you got to press the red button first on the Results Breakthrough sales page. Then you get to the order page, right? And then on the order page, you scroll down to the bottom where it says get started for free. Type in the group code winner and you're all set.
I love it. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
But just remember, you got to promise to tell me how you like it and how it's working for you, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna go try this out.
Good.
When we hang up, like I'm gonna come try this out. I'd love to see what you got going on over there.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
And so, I gotta ask you, and I love the answers that I get to this question. It's probably one of my most favorite questions. What do you have planned? Like everybody's like, oh man, let me tell you what, like I could feel the passion start to come through. Like where are you headed now? You know, what's planned for 2018 and 2019?
You know, I've had my finger in a lot of different things. As you know, I have a podcast. Mm-hmm. I love my podcast and I'll never stop doing it because it's just such a great way to connect with awesome people. So I'll continue to do my podcast. I'm up to 80 published episodes, and I have another 30 in the bank waiting to be published. And I'm just going to keep going. And I don't pay attention to the numbers. I just have these great new friendships that I build as a result. So I'm going to keep my podcast going. But my big focus right now, other than working with a very small select group of private clients, my big focus is on my accountability platform, resultsbreakthrough.com. The reason is because I think I could help a lot of people. I think I could help a lot of entrepreneurs, and I really think I could help a lot of young people connect with an adult to potentially save them from getting into the kind of trouble I did when I was a teen. Mm. So for 2018, I am showing up at masterminds. I'm a guest at several masterminds. Next week, I'm going to a mastermind called Pure JV. And after that, I'm a guest speaker at an event in Big Island, Hawaii. I mean, so I have a lot of different things on my plate for this year. This year is the year that I am, you know, like maybe one vacation short, but the rest of my time is going to be out there promoting Results Breakthrough.
I love it. And I'll promote it inside of our mastermind as well and in our, you know, inside of the Life Transformation Radio community. And we'll get some of those testimonials and we'll get that thing rocking and rolling. Definitely.
Awesome. Love that. Thank you.
Yeah. So what day is that a mastermind next week? You said you're going next week for mastermind. What day is that?
Yeah, that I'm leaving for that this Sunday. So it starts on Monday.
Oh, wow. So it's like a week long.
And it starts on Monday and it's 3 days.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Amazing. So as we wrap up, this is the moment of the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug a friend, quote, websites, Facebook, your favorite movie, give a shout out to somebody, whatever you want. This is your moment to shine. I mean, you've been shining all episode, but this is your moment to shine. Shameless plug. Go.
Okay. So, I feel as if I've shared a lot about myself and I feel as if you've given me a lot of time to talk about resultsbreakthrough.com. And what I would like to do is take this moment and talk about the book that I believe has changed my life in many ways because it helped me adjust my mindset. Whenever I'm feeling dark, whenever I'm not really comfortable or confident about the next day or the next hour, I turn to this book, and it's a book called You Too Can Be Prosperous by Robert A. Russell. And it's a very large investment. It's $9.95, but I promise you it will be the best $10 you ever spent. And the reason I felt as if it's important to share this is because if you are in a place right now where you're a little bit lost, you're not really sure, you're not making the money you want to make, you're not feeling the love, and you're not really seeing the world conspiring to surround you with help and love, then this is the book for you. Spend a few minutes with it every day, do the exercises, and I promise you it will change your world.
There you go. You Too Can Be Prosperous by Robert Russell. I'm adding that to my reading list right now because I'm on a mission to read 52 books this year. So one book a week, that's what I'm going to read. So I am adding that, boom, to the list. Perfect.
There you go.
Thank you for sharing that. So what would be your call to action? We always end the show with a call to action. So what would you, in addition to buying the book and getting it and reading it, what would be a call to action that you would give someone who's listening to the show?
As I said before, go to resultsbreakthrough.com. Get yourself an accountability partner and change your life. That's my call to action.
Boom. I love it. Mitch, man, I cannot thank you enough for everything that you have shared with us today. And I look forward to a continued friendship and partnership with you. And you are going to do so many amazing things in helping entrepreneurs and business owners in 2018 and beyond, man. I'm pumped to have this moment with you.
My pleasure, Sean. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, if anything that Mitch has said today has resonated with you, please, please connect with him. Go to MitchRusso.com. Go to Facebook.com/MitchRusso. Connect with him there. And also on LinkedIn, go to LinkedIn /MitchRusso. Look him up. Connect with him. ResultsBreakthrough.com. He is absolutely magnificent in creating programs that are going to change your life. So please subscribe on iTunes to his show, Your First 1,000 Clients. Subscribe on the platform, get in touch with him. He's going to rock your world. Our show is also on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music app. Find us, subscribe, never miss an episode. As we close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you have in your heart. And I call that living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.